Hey guys, and welcome back to Teen Fish. This is the podcast led by a teen that's about teen things. Today, I am joined by Jacob, and we're going to be talking about the Netflix original Bird Box. So, everybody get your blindfolds, and let's get this fish started.
Teen Fish. Welcome back, fishes.
Just before we start, I'd like to throw out a quick spoiler alert, as we will be talking about the movie as a whole. So if you haven't seen it and you would like to, go watch it first and then come back. Okay, so welcome to Teen Fish. So today I'm here with Jacob.
Hello.
And we're going to be talking about Bird Box. So just to get us off, what did you think about the movie in general?
Well, in general, I didn't really have high hopes for the movie. Like, as I said, I procrastinated a lot to watch the movie. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know, it just didn't seem as interesting to me. But then as soon as I got to watch it, I realized, like, it was a very good, well-rounded, emotional movie. Like, you had a sadness, you had your joy, you know? And then you had your hope, right? As you were going through the journey with Mallory and her two kids. It was a very intense movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of good people ended up dying to this demon spirit thingy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all around, it was good. I'd recommend watching it.
I really enjoyed the movie. I had actually watched it before it had started getting, all of its hype and everything like that. I just found it on Netflix when I was with one of my friends. And I think it was a really good movie. I think it was very different from the, like, monster movies that are kind of out now. And I really enjoyed it. So to get us started, I would like to talk about, pretty much like the main, like, topic that this movie covers, which is suicide. So in the movie, basically from, like, you know, what we can tell, this demon forces people to kill themselves. They seem to show them, something that they either are afraid of or just, like, you know, very sad moments in their lives, which, you know, kind of forces them and persuades them to end their own lives. I think suicide is something that has become kind of like a mainstream topic to talk about in different shows and movies nowadays. I just wanted to get your input. Like, how do you think suicide is, like, viewed and shown in the movie?
Well, the way it's shown is, like, it's pretty, like, real. Otherwise, like, you know, just not to the extent of a demon.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, everyone here has, like, their own inner demon. So I feel like this is how I can relate it to, like, real life. Is, like, the inner demon would be the flaw in a person, or, like, a flaw in what happened in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's, like, their very vulnerable state. And, like, that's what suicide in real life is. Normally people feel down, vulnerable, you know. And, like, their inner demon is really getting the best of them. So I feel like the movie displayed suicide with more enhanced, like, requirements of suicide in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it is also very realistic to the time, like, what people feel like as they are about to commit that.
Yeah. Do you think, like, suicide has, do you think they addressed, you know, suicide in, like, a quote-unquote, like, proper way in this movie?
To be honest, I don't really have a proper answer for that.
Well,
and
end of podcast.
Podcast over. No, I'm kidding. Well, this one is, like, also, you know, as Gabby is going to say, because Gabby said it first. But anyway, so basically what happened, how my view is of it, is, like, it's kind of not spoken about enough before for the viewers to watch the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very sensitive topic.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that is not meant to be played around with. And I feel like they did a good job at not playing around and still giving it a serious, like, effect on each human.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that they showed the effects of what it is.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they didn't make a joke of it.
Yeah.
And, like, they made it realistic and very down to earth of what people and how people are vulnerable. So I think they did an okay job all around.
Yeah. I think I think they definitely did a good job in not making it seem as if it's, you know, supposed to be, like, a PSA for like, you know, mental health hotlines and stuff like that. Like, yeah, like, it wasn't, like something like 13 Reasons Why, where they are, you know, the meaning behind doing the show was to, like, promote Kids Help Phone and to, like, you know, tell people that there's always another way, like, you know, to go seek help. This movie doesn't, like, that's not what this movie's about. It's just, you know, it's just, like, that's just what this monster does. It's just a monster movie who happens to kill you by making you kill yourself. I do think it is, like, you know, obviously a very kind of touchy subject. One thing, when I was talking to one of my friends earlier, she had brought up that they didn't really throw in any, like, viewer discretions, as it is, like, you know, for a lot of people, it's a trigger to see, you know, people commit suicide if they've had to deal with that in their real lives. So I think, you know, that could have been something they brought up, but, you know, I think they handled suicide in a good, yeah, if there is a good way, but yeah.
In a proper manner. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what do you think about suicide, like, nowadays? Like, within, like, you know, people around our age, I feel like we hear a lot about, you know, kids and youth committing suicide a lot, especially within the last, like, 2 to 2.5 years. Why do you think it's become, you know, something that is a lot bigger than what it has been?
Social media.
Okay.
A lot of bullying happens on social media, and also a lot of people seem to get jealous of other people, and it lowers down, like, the way that they think about their life and how their thoughts and how body image and media, right? Because, mm-hmm. like, you know, some girls will look at those, like, Instagram models, and they'll be like, oh, how come I don't look like that?
Yeah.
And stuff, right? And it'll bring their spirits down and lead them to a place where they don't want to be. Also, I feel like it's just kids these days that, like, don't really take thought about what they say before they say it.
Yeah.
And because there's a lot of kids that'll be like, oh, go kill yourself, right? And they're not taking the seriousness of what they've just told them to do.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's a lot of people that are playing around with words that are not meant to be played around with.
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, a lot of the times when people say that, they're usually joking, but there are a lot of times when they mean it, and even if you are joking and or you're not, you know, the people that hear that may not take it as a joke or, you know, obviously, you know, do what you have literally just told them to do.
Yeah, it's a very serious topic.
Yeah, yeah.
Something that should not be joked about, no matter at any cost.
Joked?
Joked about at any cost.
Yeah, yeah.
Joked about.
So, you know, what I had brought up before is this kind of demon monster, whatever it really is, entity, what do you think it is showing the people?
It's showing the people their vulnerable states.
Okay.
Because the demon strikes you at where you were vulnerable in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for Mallory, it would be the sister that she lost.
Mm-hmm.
And for Gary, when the wife died, I'm assuming that when Gary got, like, stabbed and stuff, you know, that was also tough. But he didn't die from the demon,
yeah.
Right? But it's just a lot of vulnerability that is there. Like, the grandma obviously had something vulnerable in her life when she, like, jabbed herself in the scissors.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, and also Tom.
Yes.
When Tom died, there was obviously a vulnerable state. Mm-hmm. And that vulnerable state of Tom killing himself after he did that heroic thing for Mallory also gave Mallory another vulnerable state. So yeah. The demon really attacks your vulnerable states.
Yeah. I think one of the more clear ones that we kind of know about, which, you know, happens to come from a character who, you know, we've seen for 10 seconds maximum, was Gary's wife,
mm-hmm.
who I don't know if she has a name. I can't remember if she does. But she was the lady who, when Mallory had fallen over, just, like, you know, when this demon had, like, attacked their general area, she went out to try to help Mallory. She had looked at the entity, and she had said, like, mom, something or something, go. Mom, yeah, she's something like that.
Go.
And then she literally walked and sat in a burning car, which, like, exploded and, you know, kept burning. Which I think, you know, it's kind of clear that, you know, that lady had seen her mom, who I'm guessing is probably dead.
Dead, yeah.
So, I'm guessing she seen the spirit of her mom, and, you know, the spirit of her mom was telling her, you know, probably, like, you know, come join me or something like that.
Yeah.
And she did.
Oh, what I think it is the demon manipulates what the person wants.
Okay.
Because when it was Tom, when Tom died, the demon was, like, mimicking Tom and mocking Tom's voice, saying, take off your blindfold, take off your blindfold. And I feel like with that girl, the wife, it was the demon was mimicking the mom and mocking the mom and manipulating what the mom wanted and used the mom's voice as her vulnerable spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like it's also a lot of mimicking and mocking of what the demon is doing to your vulnerable spot.
And it also seems like this entity only only attacks one person
at a time.
Like, you know, we never hear, you know, the demon use, like, that lady's mother's voice or anything. We never see, you know, what this lady could have been seeing or what any of the other characters are seeing. So I definitely think that this demon is also, like, it's only showing itself to the person that it's attacking, like, at that time. Which makes it even, like, more personal. Yeah. So another thing, you know, I noticed in this movie is there are people who don't get affected, you know, negatively by this demon monster. They seem to like this demon monster. They call it beautiful, and this monster doesn't make them, you know, kill themselves. Why do you think there are some people who are like that and who don't, you know, get affected in the same way?
Well, the demon has only been targeting the ones who are, like, the ones who have good in their heart and the ones who want to fight this demon and the ones who are not corrupted, right? So I feel like the ones who want to kill them, the ones who don't kill themselves, are the ones that they're just already too far gone and they're just too corrupted that the demon doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
They love the demon for the corruptedness of which they already possessed in their heart, and their heart wasn't guarded.
Yeah. You know? I think the main group of people that, you know, weren't affected negatively were people that were in mental asylums and seemed to have been dealing with, like, you know, severe mental illnesses. So I think they definitely used that, you know, to their advantage. They preyed on the people who, you know, couldn't fully, you know, understand what it was, and people that could have been easily manipulated to, you know, to be used as a weapon.
Yeah.
Which it's sad, but, you know, that stuff happens in real life. There's a lot of people that have disabilities that, you know, are told to do bad things, and because they can't really tell the difference between right and wrong, or they're afraid to not do it because they don't know what'll happen, you know, they commit crimes, they, you know, do bad things, which it's crazy and stupid. But yeah, but this monster is quite different from other movies.
Yeah, he's definitely not the same as Frankenstein.
Yeah. So why do you think they, you know, the directors or producers, like, you know, why do you think, I guess more the writers of the movie, why do you think they, you know, went with a monster that would make you want to kill yourself rather than a monster that, you know, just does it itself?
Well, I feel like with that, because all those movies are the same, like, all the monsters are like, oh yeah, I'm going to kill you myself. But I feel like it'd be more intriguing because it's not as heard of as a monster that uses your own weakness to get yourself killed.
Yeah.
Because you kill yourself. So the demon only does one thing and then he controls you to do the other. And it's different from, like, you know, vampires, how they kill you themselves, and wolves and stuff. So I feel like it'd be more intriguing to people who haven't seen those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like it was just the uniqueness of the movie and the writer.
Yeah, it's very different. And, you know, I think they did it really well. Like, it's gotten a lot of popularity, and a lot of people seem to really enjoy it.
It's a good movie.
So another major thing that this movie talks about that I think is very important, specifically Mallory and Tom talk about it, and they kind of discuss it, not really with, but kind of with boy and girl, and that's hope. You know, I definitely want to hear your take on hope and how it's brought in this movie and, you know, its effect and everything.
Well, I really like Tom's view on, like, life more than what Mallory's was. Because, like, in the end, like, it isn't going to last forever. And as long as you are serious, you can reach that hope. So if they combine both of it instead of, like, separating it, like, if they have the seriousness of Mallory but have the belief of Tom, you know, I feel like that would make Tom and whatever that mom's name, the girl's mom's name, because they become named. Yeah, so whatever Olympia and Tom, like, belief. I don't know, I feel like hope plays a really big part in this movie, because it's brought up, like, a lot, like, throughout just everyone else, because, like, what was that guy's name that, like, blew off his head? He was like, no hope. Gary. He got stabbed up in his heart.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, there's no hope anyways, we're all gonna die. And then when the couple offs it and, like, takes their car.
Forgot about them.
Takes their car. And then after that, they felt, like, hopeless, because now they're like, we can't walk along the streets to get these groceries.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like hope is, like, a very big part. And as long as you can keep maintaining hope, I felt like that's what drove Mallory, Olympia, and...
So how do you think... Because even though Mallory talked about, like, you know, not giving the kids hope because, like, you know, specifically false hope, do you feel that Mallory still had hope herself?
I don't think it was necessarily hope. I just felt like it was motivation for her kids, right? So she didn't have hope that it was good, but she wanted to make, you know, she wanted to make the most of it to give her kids hope. Yeah. She may not have hope, but she's not going to say that there's no hope in front of the kids, right? And then in the end, as soon as they reached across the river to the blind sanctuary, that was when Mallory finally realized, like, there was always hope.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So I believe that Mallory eventually had hope through her kids.
Nice.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. What about the kids? Like, do you think they kind of took the hope that Tom was, you know, trying to preach to them? Or do you think they kind of more... sided with Mallory, like, kind of focus on the more logical aspect of what was happening?
You know, it kind of feels like they were, like, in, like, mixed thoughts, you know? Like, I seen moments where they were, like, oh, like, they were serious when Olympia was, like, oh, I will take my blindfold off and all that stuff, and she was willing to, like, you know, risk it. So, like, she was very logical, thinking, like, oh, yeah, one of us needs to do this, so it can be me. But then they also, like, they also always had that hope because they believed in what Tom was saying. So I feel like they were, like, stuck in the middle of each thought. It's like having seven brothers and you're, like, the only girl. It's like, you know, it's like mixed.
And this is kind of a more personal question. In this situation, like, what type of hope do you think you would have if you would have hope?
My hope was in God. You know, I am a Christian, as I've made it clear. My hope is in God, and with that hope, you know, I just keep praying for that, and bang, he'll do what he needs to do, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not concerned. It's not about what happens here.
So I wanted to kind of talk about, like, your inner demons and things that, you know, would make you, like, vulnerable if this, you know, monster entity thing were, real. So again, this is kind of more personal stuff rather than, like, what you notice from the movie. But what do you think you would see or hear from that entity?
Probably all that I've, like, done wrong in my life. Like, I don't know, or, like, what I've lost. Mm-hmm. Like, my grandma.
Yeah.
Or, like, maybe it would be, like, what sin I'm dealing with the most. Like, it could be lust. But, yeah, no. Literally, yeah, no, I feel like it'd be something that, like, gets to me, like, I don't know, like, the bad that I've done, or, like, that kind of deal. Like things that I see as a flaw. I think that would get to me. But I don't really know what would get to me as, like...
Yeah.
I am a believer, and, like, I don't believe that, you know, that would ever, like, truly happen to me.
So you more believe that this kind of demon would attack you based on yourself? Like, yeah, it would kind of put you against yourself?
Like, I'd still go to God and stuff, but I feel like it'd try and target what I've done rather than my spirituality.
Mm-hmm. I think I would probably, you know, see my grandma, who has passed away. She was somebody who I was really, really close to. And, you know, if something like this were to happen, if, you know, my mom killed herself, or if, you know, she wasn't dead, I feel like my mom would be another thing, another person that I might see. Mm-hmm. Even if it was like, you know, my mom was still alive, but this demon was like creating like a fake one to like make me think that she had died.
Yeah, because it did that with Mallory.
Yeah. So I feel like that would be something I would see. Hearing, I feel like there's not really something I could hear that I'd be like, oh, like, I'm gonna go like kill myself.
Unless it was a weak spot that you're not that you're not even aware of.
But
because he brought out a lot of stuff that people weren't even aware of.
Yeah, but I don't know. Obviously, I don't think anything like this would actually happen.
No.
You know, if it were, the first thing I'd be doing is closing my eyes and praying. Because
my eyes would forever be closed. I would not open my eyes.
What if you opened them and you were one of the crazies? It's beautiful.
Then there's an issue. I don't know. Then the conditioning of my heart wasn't where it needed to be.
Well, I think one of my favorite movies that we've done.
Yeah.
Honestly, all of them have been my favorite. I'm now thinking back at what we've done. I've really liked all of them. But this is definitely still up there. I really like this movie.
Yeah, no. I feel like out of everyone, though, this one makes the most, like, conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, with Once Upon a Deadpool, we were kind of talking about, like, what we liked about the movie, what we didn't like. There wasn't really, like, a straight-up serious topic besides the talking about Deadpool not being satisfied, like, with death or whatever, and, like, family and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, that was an important topic. But this one talks about a wider variety of things that happens with teens.
Yeah.
And especially because this is a podcast full of teens, you know, it kind of... It works, you know?
Yeah.
It's better. We should watch Big Mouth.
No. So, in general, you know, to kind of go kind of full circle, I know we talked about this in the beginning, but, you know, after kind of talking more in depth about it, did you still like the movie? Like, do you still enjoy it the same as you did when you had first just watched it?
I feel like, yeah, like, I have, like, after a conversation, it won't really determine how I like a movie. I still respect the movie for what it is,
mm-hmm.
and, like, how it's unique and stuff, you know? And something that people were talking about that I agree with is it works with the Don't Breathe, I don't know, whatever, the one
you know what I'm trying to say? Yeah, the movies,
it's like Don't Breathe.
Don't Breathe, like, Hush. A lot of these movies, like, they really talk about, like, your senses. So it talks about, like, it's linked in, kind of, with the movies A Quiet Place, which is, like, you know, you're not supposed to make any noise, like, you're not supposed to talk.
Yeah, it attracts the monsters.
This one is, like, you know, you can't see or else the monster's gonna get you. And then the other one is, you can't hear.
Yeah,
I don't know. It just,
like,
it's that. Movies that, like, kind of,
yeah,
like,
but
play
they're, like,
with
all
your senses.
Connecting with, like,
yeah.
The main thing, yeah.
Yeah.
That was all it was. But, yeah, I think the movie was a great movie all around. I didn't really have high hopes, like I said in the beginning. I didn't really have high hopes for a movie because I was like, ew. Because normally all the movies that are like, oh, yeah, they're so good, this and that, they normally end up being, because the hype is so much because it's all these teens that are like it. And then half the time I'll watch it and I'm like, oh, this is a garbage. And then I just turned off the movie. But this one, it took a little while for me to get into. As soon as I seen the girl kill herself, I'm like, this is a good movie. I'm like, I'm going to stay watching it. I was like, you know, like, because I finally found out what the demon thingy actually does. And I'm like, now I'm going to be able to, like, watch all of them throughout their journey. And then as soon as that girl hopped in the burning car, I'm like, yeah, this demon thingy, you don't play around.
Yeah. Okay, so I have two final, these are just quick questions. So, obviously, in a lot of horror movies and a lot of disaster movies and, you know, movies of that kind of, category, pretty much nothing ever happens to Canada. in this movie, they talk about the demon monster being in, I believe it's Russia first, and then it comes to America. Do you think it would come to Canada?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And,
you can't stop a spirit.
I mean, but, like, Canada has stopped from being, like, destroyed.
I don't know. I just feel like America, like, Canada doesn't mean enough to American movies. So they just don't add it.
Or they're just, like, you know, so indifferent about us that they're like, eh, we don't have to kill them off.
I don't know. Truly, it's a topic that I don't really care about that much. It's like, that was a good quick question. But, like, I just don't think that Canada means enough to the states in the movie.
Yeah. And then finally, would you recommend this movie?
Depending on who the viewer is, yeah, what they're into.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Because, like, I don't know, different movie tastes, you know, like, I don't know. If I would recommend this to, like, my sister, but I wouldn't recommend it to, like, another friend here at Youth. I feel like it's just on really what you prefer, but me, I'm into all this freak type stuff. So, yeah.
Well, thank you for joining me, and for everybody listening, thank you for joining us. And for all of you guys listening, thank you so much. We'll see you guys next time.
Teen Fish. Welcome back, fishes.